Fast food cashier, restaurant dishwasher, retail clerk, those are some of the jobs where we may expect to find teenagers, not necessarily tech entrepreneurs. For WHYY, Naomi Brunner brings us the story of three Philly high school kids starting a smartphone repair business.
Kyrie Keels, Nasir Holloman, and Kadir Douglas go to Dobbins High School in North Philadelphia. And they are so good at solving tech problems that as sophomores, Keels and Holloman say they were made the school's unofficial IT department.
So working with networking wires, somebody's board's not working, we gotta fix that. Regular tech service things around the school, computers, iMacs, laptops, everything.
And like when we fix teacher stuff around the school, some teachers will pay us.
Whew. Really? Some teachers will get really angry that you fix it so fast.
This led them to start their own business, repairing broken smartphones, mainly replacing screens. Keel says they will only charge for the cost of replacement parts.
But we want to go out to different schools and help kids out with broken phones, because nobody wants to go home with a broken phone. That's like the worst thing ever, coming to school with a broken phone.
And we're doing it at a low price.
Very low price. It's only going to be probably amount of your screen, which is $10, $20, $30 maybe.
Keels, Holloman, and Douglas started calling themselves Teens Do Tech last year. The name came after the group won a technology competition hosted by the University of Pennsylvania. Winning the competition also meant getting accepted to a summer internship that teaches young students how to start a business.
Originally, we didn't plan for it to be a business, but then once everybody starts getting into, you know, the technical pieces and water damage and all that, we was like, might as well. And at the end of the school year, our teacher was like, well, this is going to be a business. So when you come in next year, just be ready.
That teacher is Jim Breslin. The phones were new to him also. But he knew once the kids got going with the repairs, they were onto something.
So first I had to teach myself how to fix phones, and because I didn't know how to fix phones. And so we got some kits and we just started playing with it, and the kids just took to it really well.
For the students, this is more than a business. Keel says it's a way of saving people from embarrassment.
It's kind of funny. We actually read an article earlier that said 15% of people, like, seen... 15% of people is, like, if you see them with a broken phone, they most likely won't date you.
Whether that's true, Breslin says there's a lot to gain from learning technology at such a young age.
Having control over something in their environment, which is, to me, what technology is all about, is to be able to manipulate the things around us and use them for our own purposes. So I think they felt pretty good about that.
The business is set to start in September. In the meantime, you can find Teens Do Tech where else but on your smartphone, where they have before and after phone repair photos on Instagram. For WHYY News, Naomi Brunner.